Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
Good morning, Savannah and Low Country. Welcome to the Coach at Makos, right here on the Call of Domestic Sports Sport, and it's all on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now 92.7 on Hilton and Island. And today's show is presented to you by Granger Honda and Granger Nissan. Granger Honda is the people's choice, and Granger Nissan is the home of the lifetime warranty. So once again, we're back on remote. This is Mako's favorite thing to do.
Yes.
So
I love it.
Besides chasing dogs and leaving me hanging, but got here on time.
Well, barely, about a minute to go. Sorry, Carl. You know I'm a dog lover.
Well, you know what? This big dog, K-Dog, needs help too. You know what
there
I mean?
There were four dogs on my street, yeah. And they were the sweetest things ever, and we got them home safely, so... But that meant no Dunkin' Donuts, and I sent Kel to go get me some coffee.
Yes. Chasing dogs in the morning.
Chasing dogs in the morning. We were ready to go at 8.
So, yeah, yeah. I was here about 8:15, so getting everything going and ready to go. Mark Granger just walked by. He'll be on at 9:45. Got a great lineup. We're at Granger Honda, Granger Nissan, out here on Chatham Parkway, right across from Savannah Christian. We're here for the Bloomingdale Recreation Car Giveaway Presentation. Yes, we have.
Is it me?
No, it wasn't us.
Oh.
So we'll find out who that is when Mark comes by, and we'll talk to the young man hopefully in the second hour. But we got a great lineup. We'll start off with talking about local scores, local news. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, so we got to get going. Then we'll go in the second quarter about 9:17. Fitness first with Makos, and she has a fitness fanatic, Kay Martin. We'll talk to her. Then we'll go to the coach with the Kel and Mel on sports, talk about the high school playoffs and what's going on in the world of sports. And then we'll, instead of taking two, turn two, we're going to turn two with the man himself, the vice president of Granger Honda, Granger Nissan, Mark Granger, talking about this presentation today. And then, of course, game number two, 10 to 11, Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week from right across the street. Kid had an unbelievable game last week in the region championship against ECI, Emanuel County Institute, and that's Nate Moon, junior running back. And then we'll talk to a man that took over the Savannah Christian program, first year ever being head coach, wins the region title. And, of course, that's from Savannah Christian also. I know it's the Savannah Christian show today because Mark Granger is a Savannah Christian graduate. So let's just keep it Savannah Christian today.
Yeah, why not? Not a bad place to start, Carl. And, you know, speaking of the coach from Savannah Christian, pretty big shoes to fill with Donald Chumley. So
there was a man in between that took over the interim, William Bell, who didn't do a bad job. So he kept it going. But, yeah, legend is Donald Chumley.
Yeah, and looking across the street at Savannah Christian, because we are live on remote at Granger Nissan Honda here on Chatham Parkway in Garden City. And what a beautiful campus.
It's big.
Yeah.
I heard we're sitting in center field where the old school used to be.
Nice.
Mark Granger will tell us about that because I heard he used to roam center field. You know, he is an Ashley Deering Award winner.
Heck of an athlete.
Three-sport athlete, went on to play football at Furman. All right, let's go to the news. Let's start right away with the pro sports. We do have your Atlanta Falcons on here on this radio station, ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton, every Sunday. Well, three in a row. That's right, three in a row. Not three in a row. We'll go three in a row.
Okay, I'll take it. I mean, I'll take the tray. I get it. Trey in a row. Yeah, right. Matty Ryan and the boys got them back to 500 at 4-4. He was 26 of 38 for 350 yards and 4 TDs, which makes fantasy leaguers very happy. And Julio, double sticks, number 11, got his first touchdown of the season. I can't believe that.
He's in the zone.
For the first time this year. That's insane. And maybe that's the spark that they needed to get this season turned right around.
By the way, they beat the Redskins 38-14 in D.C.,
yes, and up next they're going to be at the Browns, so we're looking at another double. Yeah, 1 p.m. Sunday.
Yep, so we'll visit the Cleveland Browns, and then a little better than they usually are, but, you know, it's usually a win when you play the Browns. Then we'll talk about the Hawks. We are your station for the Atlanta Hawks. They snapped their four-game losing streak against Miami Heat. I think it was on last Monday or Tuesday, but have since dropped three in a row. I don't know what they did last night. They took on Detroit. I think they got blown out. So they've dropped four in a row. So they dropped three in a row. So it's a young team. They're, they're going to learn. They're going to grow. And we just got to have patience with this young team. Trey Young and the gang. And, got to have patience with them.
Yeah, and they're playing the Lakers tomorrow.
In L.A. All right. Golf's going strong.
Ooh, yeah, Brian Harman at the Mayakoba Golf Classic in Mexico. After two rounds, he's tied for 20th, 8 under, 6 strokes off the lead.
Only 6 strokes off the lead.
That's
and
it.
You're 8 under.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite impressive.
You know, and Gene Sau is in the Champions Tour. We're finally at the end of the Champions Tour for 2017-18. Okay, it's at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship in Phoenix, Arizona. After the first round, Gene Sau is from good old Savannah, Georgia. He's tied for 25th at 1 under, but he's only 13 strokes behind.
Yeah, not too bad. He can make that up.
It's going to be tough making 13 strokes up.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, he can do it. You just got to have some other people falter, you know?
And two local colleges.
Yeah, Savannah State football lost last week to Delaware State on the road 25-6, but they are back home at the friendly confines of TA Wright. 1 p.m. kickoff.
Basketball has started, and everybody's excited about the men's basketball. You're 0-2. Savannah State Tigers are 0-2. But the nation is talking about Horace Broadnax and his running Tigers. I mean, they're averaging like 63 points a game, but they're 0-2. They started against two top SEC teams as football goes. I don't know about basketball, but Georgia's trying to get there. They lost the other night to Texas, like I think it was 95-84. They had like 73 points. Last night they took on
UGA.
UGA, and they lost 110-76. I think they took another 63-pointers, but
yeah,
everybody's excited about it.
Yeah, why not? And then they're going to open up and play Middle Georgia College tomorrow at 4 p.m., and the women are 1-0. They opened up with a big win.
Read that score.
Yeah. Is that a typo?
Read that score.
One.
No, this time I did not make a mistake, Melissa.
155-26. Their worst, Wesleyan. At home.
Yeah, they beat Wesleyan College
at home. Oh, they beat Wesleyan College at home. Sorry, my thing's going in and out. So
we got to switch those, though, in a break. There's another one in a box.
Okay. They're going to play at home Monday versus Carver, 7 p.m. first tip.
Hey, you got that one. I usually get that one. I usually got to deal with that the whole show.
Yeah, no, it's distracting.
All right. Men, let's go to SCAD, the Savannah College of Art and Design. Believe it or not, they do have athletics. In the NAIA poll released the other day, SCAD men's, that's right, this is not a mistake, bowling team is second in the nation, women are sixth. And I know this makes your heart fond. Go ahead, you read the next one. Even though men's or women's, this is what Melissa gets excited about.
The soccer team, 11 players named to the TSE All Academic team.
Before you read the roll call, read the bottom part.
Oh, okay. To be eligible for this award, a student athlete must have a GPA, that's grade point average, of 3.5 or higher and have been at the institution for a full year. 3.5.
So you just can't walk in and have a 3.5 to make this team.
No. You have to be legit academically and athletically. So they had 3 seniors, 4 juniors, 4 sophomores for the most individuals from one school. Among all nominating schools.
It's unbelievable.
That is crazy.
And the men's and women's cycling team, the only thing going on at SCAD this weekend, they're in Bristol, Tennessee, for the cycling tournament at King University. College football schedule today?
North Carolina A&T is at Savannah State, as we mentioned, 1 p.m. Kickoff. Troy is at Georgia Southern.
This is for first place in the
East
Division of the Sun.
Big hype up there right in the borough. 1 p.m. kickoff at the prettiest little stadium in the world.
And you saw this team 2 weeks ago.
I did. Miami, the U, is at Georgia Tech, 7 p.m. And I will tell you what, DJ Dallas was quite impressive.
I'll tell you, Brad Stewart and Mr. Quincy on the offensive line for the Tech. So I'm going with the two local boys that are really local boys here from Savannah, Georgia.
Yes, I'm going with Georgia Tech as well. I love the Ramblin' Wreck.
And I know where I'm going to finish the next game.
Oh, Auburn is taking on Georgia.
This is a big one.
SEC showdown, a 7 p.m. kickoff.
But isn't it crazy that Georgia and Alabama are already set for the SEC
championship. I know. So I'm hoping there's not going to be a letdown for the Dogs. And, you know, they got to really gear up for – they can't look ahead is what I'm trying to say.
Do you have this motif on today because there's something special going on?
Yes,
It's College Game Day where?
In Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, home of the Boston College Eagles.
And you have two young guys from Savannah, Georgia.
You sure do,
playing
yes.
tonight for Clemson. We got Mylon Richards, number 80. So if you're watching the game, look for number 80 in the white and orange britches. I love the orange britches. I don't like the purple. I like the orange. And then we go to the other side from Savannah Country Day.
Yeah, Colin Lichtenberg and the kicker, number 99. And I have some video and pictures of him from the game last week. 2 weeks ago when they played, Boston College played Miami.
I know you let me down chasing dogs. I let you down posting pictures, but I'll get to it
soon. That's all right.
All right.
Yeah, BC looks really good, so I'm excited about it. And I'm excited
Georgia
for our
Tech's
local
hot.
Kids.
Boston College is hot. Clemson averaging 50-something points a game. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm excited about
it. So you and Markell going to sit home and watch it? You're going to go to an
establishment? No, we have to sit home.
Oh, okay.
We have to watch it
All right.
because I like the analysis.
All right, everybody's been waiting for this next segment. Take it out. I know you like doing the Coastal Empire. Big playoffs last night. It's the first round of the playoffs for some teams. It was the second round of playoffs for a Skeezer team. Go right ahead.
All right, first we got up Richmond Hill, 19.
Class 6A.
See, I can't read all those A's, Carl. 6A. They beat Greenbrier 19-14. Effingham takes care of Lakeside Evans 16-10. Glenn Academy all over Evans 42-7. And Bradwell Institute 28 over Georgetown 21.
And that's a clean sweep from our boys from Region 26A. Our whole side from the schools in our area, Glenn Academy, Richmond Hill, Effingham, and Bradwell, clean sweep of that other region. Hey, we got four teams going to the second round from that region.
That's awesome. Way to go.
All right, now
and
this is 5A.
5A, New Hempstead over Stars Mill, 21-10.
First playoff victory in school history. They've only been playing football for 5 years.
Yeah, but that's impressive for the Phoenix.
Thomas Tedder and the Phoenix.
Yes. Wayne County takes care of Jonesboro, 17-9. Ware over Riverdale, 35-7. And Statesboro falls to Griffin, 19-12.
And that's three out of four teams
that's
on our
75%.
Side. That's 75%. That's seven out of eight right there in those big divisions going on in the state playoffs. You think we could play football here in Southeast Georgia?
Yeah, we don't get enough love.
Okay, let's go to AAA.
Woo! Benedictine throws the shutout against Tattnall County, 45-0. They're on a roll.
I predicted at least five touchdowns. So, I predict Benedictine every week, and it's something special.
Yeah, they really have something going on over there.
And they'll be home next week at T.A. Wright Stadium.
Awesome. Then you got Liberty County takes care of Southeast Bullock, 38-14. Jenkins rolling. Woo, 29-22 over Appling County. You know Miss Q's happy.
Oh, yeah. Hugh Aiken's happy. Cameron, yes. Jason Cameron, Brooke Cameron, JC Cam, Jax Cameron. I mean, the whole Cameron family. Mark Cameron from Georgia Game Changers. There's a party at the Cameron family.
You know it.
Once again, the Warriors are going to the second round.
Nice, nice. Good job. Pierce County beats Windsor Forest, 49-21.
So that we were 50%, two out of four. That ain't bad, okay?
And three, yeah, okay.
And Class A private.
Country Day. They fall to Mount Vernon, 41-28, but what a season they had.
But did you hear a story about this one?
No.
They were made to play at 12 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Why?
Because Mount Vernon didn't have lights. So from what I found out from Kevin Thomas and PJ Zucco, my cohorts on Friday night ESPN game day fueled by N-Market, is that they had to go up Thursday night. And you know what? Georgia High School wouldn't make arrangements. Why couldn't they play that game today at 12 o'clock when all the parents could go, all the fans could go? It's just totally wrong. Totally wrong. But I don't want to take away from Dennis Coyle. He's doing a great job over there with his coach staff and his kids. But it is totally wrong what Georgia High School did. They told Dennis Coyle, asked them to find a venue where they could play at night. I'm getting excited here, so stay away.
Okay.
You're
going to
get a little spray from me on this
one. That's unfortunate.
It's wrong.
But you know what? That's the kind of things that you put in your back pocket and you remember for the next year. All right, so St. Andrews is moving on. They take care of Piedmont Academy, 28-0.
That's three in a row for the Lions, and they're in the second round of the playoffs.
Awesome.
And then, of course, the byes went to
Memorial Day School, Savannah Christian, and Calvary.
We'll all be playing next week because they were number one seeds who had byes. And then we go to the low country. I'm going to read this quick because we're always running late. Okay, in the South Carolina High School League, 4A. Is that easy if I write 4A like that for you next time?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Brooklyn Case, 31, Buford, 30. The Eagles lost by one, out of the playoffs, heartbreaker. Wilson over Bluffton, 28-3. Bluffton gone. North Augusta, 49, over our Seahawks. Hilton Head, nothing. All right, so those three teams are out. In 3A. Dillon comes in. Well, Richland Hardyville goes to Dillon and loses 55-0. Battery Creek loses to Anor 55-26. But the dream season, only 3 years in existence, May River wins its first playoff game. They win 41 over Lake City. You got to love the Sharks.
Yes.
Not because we're Sharks, but they're the Sharks too.
I just like their story.
Yes. In 2A, Whale Branch over Oceanside Collegiate, 30-28. In Skeezer, in the semifinals, John Paul II over there in Hardyville is going to the ship. They beat Robert E. Lee, 49-6. In Skeezer 1A, Thomas Haywood over Carolina Academy, 52-30. Thomas Haywood is going. And a heartbreaker, Blazers, one step from going to the championship, loses to PD Academy last night, 45-28. And in Skeezer 8-man, Buford Academy is going to the championship because they beat Jeff Davis, 40-30. All right, we'll come back with community events later on. We got a lot to talk about. We know we got your guest, the fitness fanatic, Kay Martin.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to her.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Wait till Melissa tells you the story when we bring her on next on the Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline right here on ESPN Radio. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here at Granger Honda, Granger Nissan, for the Bloomingdale Recreation Car Giveaway. And we're excited about that. We'll have the man himself, Mark Granger, on about 9:45. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
And today's show is right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and it's all at Granger Honda, the people's choice, and at Granger Nissan, the home of the full-time warranty. And we're here at the Bloomingdale Recreation Car Giveaway presentation. They had a raffle for two cars. If you won, you got a choice of a car, a Honda or a Nissan. Well, a young gentleman won. Mark Granger will be on at 9:45 to tell us all about it.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me either.
Yeah. So, disappointing, but glad for this person.
And we were here at the Ottawa Farms Rodeo Picnic.
Yes.
Little warmer, wasn't it?
It was. I'm a little chilly, I'm not going to lie. And this is embarrassing because I think it's like 60 degrees or something.
It's 58 degrees.
Okay, so yeah, I was right about
it. I walked out of the house, it was 55, and shorts, I'm fine. But I guess I got to go put on jeans when I go to the Savannah State game today. But anyway,
Yes. This
is Fitness First. We kick off our show every week in the second segment with Fitness First because fitness is a big part of Melissa's life and Markel's life, hopefully soon my life, my son's life, but once again, knees being replaced. Hopefully, I'll be able to walk a mile and see what happens. My goal is for the Tunnel to Tower run to walk that whole course. That's my goal, or to try and run it. I got to get out there and see those 343 pictures that they put up every year. It's a goal of mine. I know you and Markel are going to kick my butt after December 14th. But anyway, we're wasting time.
Well, this next guest, Carl, she's going to motivate.
I'm calling her the fitness fanatic because wait to hear the story.
She is. And she's going to motivate you to get back out there because she had knee surgery as well, right around the same time that you did. And not to make you feel bad, but she was back in the gym like a day later.
No way. She wasn't in back in the gym.
Okay, it was about a week.
Okay, I'll give her a week.
But joining us now on the Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline is Kay Martin. Kay, thank you so much for joining us on ESPN Radio this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Kay, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your fitness journey, who you are, why you got involved in fitness, and where it all began for you.
Well, I happen to come from the generation back in the late 50s, early 60s, where there were no sports in high school or college for girls. And I guess we just accepted that. There was some intramural. But anyway, then in my 20s and 30s, I had children. I played tennis. But it wasn't until I was in my early 30s, we had moved to Chicago, and I saw people running out my children's principal. And I thought, I can do that. And I actually went out 200 mile, and I got a block and died. And that made me mad. So then I decided, okay, I will be able to run a mile, and then 2 miles, and 3 miles. And actually, then I did my first marathon at the age of 40 in Chicago, and discovered that anybody can run at any level, whatever they're comfortable with, and it's just a great way to exercise, and I did it for 35, 40 years until...
Kay, if you don't mind, will you tell our listeners how old you are?
I'm 75, going... almost ending my 75th year.
So just to put this into perspective, we put Kay's picture on the Facebook page. She doesn't look a day over 35. And I think we can attribute that to your lifestyle, the working out, eating healthy, and being a happy person. So what has getting involved in fitness done for you and your life?
Well, first of all, when you go out and you do something for yourself to stay in shape, you just feel better physically, mentally, emotionally, you know, all of those, you feel better. And I have had a long journey with working out. I feel very, very strongly that it's part of my life, part of my daily life. I will never stop. It, like, emotionally, when you have issues, just go out for a run or for a walk or ride a bike and resolve those issues. You just feel better.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about some of the stuff that you've accomplished in your world. I love talking to you after spin class and hearing all of the accomplishments that you've done in your life. Tell us about the Ironmans, triathlons, everything that you've done.
I've run probably 75 marathons. I've done 24-hour track races. I've paced my husband the last 50 miles of 100-mile races. I did some triathlons. And then I finally was able to do a team sport. I joined crew, I think I was 64. And there's a gentleman here that was starting up crew, and I just loved it. It was a team sport, scared the bejeebies out of me, getting in a boat and having that long oar. But, you know, I just am such a firm believer, you got to put your toe on that line or you'll never find out what you can do.
And you've had a really good workout partner, accountability partner. And I remember telling you at the gym the other day at the Islands YMCA that I want to grow up and be just like you and your husband, Bud. What has working out with Bud and having Bud by your side done for you in your world?
Well, we met running, and he is an amazing runner. And you have that person to encourage you when you're down. I'll give you an example. We very seldom ran a marathon together because, of course, he was faster. However, I did beat him in two marathons, but we won't go there.
Yes.
But you have someone to say, come on, let's go. Let's just go out and do it. And you have someone that you can talk to that understands where you are, how you're feeling, and can encourage you. And it's just been... that's part of my journey with running and working out. And then I got him into spin, and now he loves spinning. And we just enjoy being together. It's, you know, we have that same mental outlook on life that you need to work out. It just makes you feel so much better.
And it's like you guys are celebrities at the Y. Like you walk into the YMCA, you know everybody. Everybody knows you. I don't think you realize how inspirational and motivational you and Bud are, not because of your age, but because of how you get after it. You guys are there all the time motivating other people to get out there and do it. What does that mean to you to know that you are an inspiration for other people?
Well, I thank you for that. I don't know if I ever thought it that I was an inspiration to others. I love meeting people at the Y. I love being with others. I go back to my running for a second. I met lifelong friends because you have that same feeling. And I met a woman when I was 40 and she was in her 70s at my age. And at 80, she ran a marathon. So,
wow.
Yeah, she was an inspiration. And, you know, there is always that encouragement. When I have somebody say to me, I can't run. Well, maybe you can't run a 5-minute mile, but you can run, or you can walk, or you can ride a bike. And so at the Y, people are there for a reason. And we have this camaraderie because I think everybody, it's really nice when you go to the Y and you're with a group, you have that feeling that you are participating, somebody's encouraging you. I mean, Bud has said to me, I wouldn't have done that if you hadn't, you know, encouraged me, and vice versa. So I'm glad I can be an inspiration. I feel great that you think that way because I didn't think that way, but I appreciate that. And, you know, when we go there, even though we're probably the oldest people in the spin class and the oldest people in the other classes, I don't think we think that way, you know, until we realize, oh, my gosh, we're so much older than everybody. But I think people just, they want the same things I want, stay in shape. And I think
that's awesome.
Can do that.
And last question, Kay, real quick. Your injuries, knee surgery, shoulder surgery, but yet you're right back in the gym.
Well, the last time I fell running, which I did many times, I fractured my knee. And I played around with that knee for many years with cortisone shots until I just couldn't walk. And I love to walk and hike and that sort of thing. So I had my knee replacement April 4th of this year. And then during my recovery, I could tell that I had a rotator cuff problem. So I had my rotator cuff surgery 5 weeks ago. My knee surgery, I was allowed to come back and start spinning as long as I didn't stand up and everything. The recovery for the rotator cuff is much slower, but I am back at the Y, as you know. You see me there. And I do what my PT tells me. She's amazing. And so even with an injury, you can still do things. Bud and I, we go for long walks. So I don't think an injury can stop you unless it hurts you again, and hopefully that won't happen.
Well, Kay, I appreciate you so much coming on the show and sharing your story. We're going to put it up there on Facebook and social media so other people can be inspired by you and your husband, Bud. And I love that you guys come to spin class, and I can't wait for you to come back to spin class after your shoulder is all better.
Kay, you're an inspiration sitting here listening to the story. I'm 15 years younger than you, and I got to do something. And once again, great story, and keep it work. And I mean, paddleboarding and everything else, the pictures I've seen. I appreciate you coming on. And like you said, fitness means a lot to a lot of people, and it keeps us young.
That's right. Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Kay.
All right. See you.
And that was Kay Martin on the Savannah Smiles mobile hotline.
Fitness fanatic.
She's amazing.
We talk about sports fanatic. She's a fitness fanatic. I mean, 75 years young, and she's doing what she's doing. And a week after she has major knee replacement surgery, you got to be impressed.
Absolutely.
So, all right, next up, it's the Three Amigos, the coach with the Kel and Mel, talking local sports, high school football, big time here. Talk a little pro football, college football. We got a lot to talk about, Melissa.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, and we'll be right back because you're listening to the Coach Amigos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilthead.
And we'll be right back after we're freezing. I mean, after this.
To the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilthead. We are presented to you today by Granger Honda and Nissan, the people's choice. We are...
Well, I got myself in trouble. Granger Honda is the people's choice, and Granger Nissan is the home of the lifetime warranty.
Home of the lifetime. I like that.
I like that, don't you?
Yeah, come on out here. Get yourself a nice car on a Saturday afternoon. Walk around the lot, see all these beautiful cars out here. I know I was eyeing some of those Wranglers out there. Maybe one of these guys can get me a good deal, huh?
All right, yeah, I mean,
I like free.
They're all standing there. They're waiting for you.
Yeah, I like free. So just feel free just to give me one.
Free, feel free. But anyway.
But somebody is going to get a car for free because we are doing the giveaway. They are doing the giveaway for the Bloomingdale Rec Center that they had a
raffle
a couple weeks ago. And the winner's going to
come. You had your choice of a Honda or a Nissan.
Yeah, not a bad choice.
I wonder what the guy took.
I guess we'll find out.
Well, we'll find out from Mark Granger. He'll be on next about 9:45. So let's get going. We got about 6 minutes to talk about this. High school football. Big playoffs last night. First and second round for, of course, the Coastal Empire team, Savannah, Georgia area. And, of course, Low Country over there across the bridge in Hilton Head. So I want to throw this at Markel first. And, of course, we have Markel Blunt. He comes on the segment every week when we can fit him in. Because, you know, he's here. He doesn't get paid to do this, but he helps fix stuff, clean stuff, get coffee, put the tent up. But he knows a little about sports because he played a little college football at a school called Boston College. So, but anyway, high school football for you, buddy. Playoffs, I know me, we never made it. My senior year, we finished 3-8, and we played 11-game regular season. We lost 5 games by less than 3 points. So we didn't make the playoffs. So I've never experienced playoffs as a player. How about you?
I actually haven't either. Up in Massachusetts, it was a little bit different back then. They have a playoff system now, but back then it was you won your division and you had a chance to go to the Super Bowl
right,
of your division. So there were 5.
I remember Massachusetts playing. Calling them the Super Bowl. I remember
it was
that.
Super Bowl. So it was a little, you know, a little weird. But, you know, I think maybe when I was a freshman, they had a point system based on your record. But for the most part, it was based on winning your division. So I got a chance to play in 2 Super Bowls. In senior year, even though we went 9-1, we had a 3-way tie for our conference and didn't make it. So I didn't have no playoff experience on this end.
Well, where I grew up and where I lived on Long Island, New York, we didn't do that either. We didn't take part in the state playoffs. We just had championship county championships, and that's the only way you're going to get there. And we didn't even get to – we weren't even the winner of our division, so we never got to the county championship. So, but it was – now they do what they call a Long Island championship, but they don't go into the state playoffs. So, but anyway, a lot of big games last night. In Class 6A, all four teams from the Savannah area won and going on to the second round. Pretty impressive. Richmond Hill, Effingham, Glen Academy, and Bradwell. I mean, that's got to be special to this area. And then you go to 5A, three out of the four teams make it. The only team losing was Statesboro. But New Hampstead, which is not far down the road from here, first time winning a playoff game. You got Ware County, Wayne County, always perennial. So something special. Of course, BC and Jenkins move on from the Savannah City area, which is something special. Savannah Country Day played yesterday at 12 noon. They lost. And St. Andrews, who's on a three-game winning streak, in it too. So pretty special for the local teams.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's big-time football, Carl. I can't speak for, 5 years ago or 10 years ago in this area, but I will say that, there's some pretty impressive athletes here making their way into college, to play college ball and have an opportunity to play time college football. And obviously we've got a few folks playing today up at the BC Clemson game, as you guys mentioned earlier. So, I'm very impressed with football down here in the Southeast.
Your recap of what went on yesterday, pretty impressive, excited, eh?
I love playoffs.
You guys got to come next week.
Playoffs?
I don't know which way we're going to do for the ESPN Game Day, High School Game of the Week, fueled by End Market, but you guys got to come just to experience it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I love having that playoff atmosphere because there truly is nothing like that. And I know we had that when I was in high school with softball, basketball, and field hockey, and it just makes such a big difference. And I really feel bad for Markel that his team finished 9-1, and then they had a three-way tie, and it's like the tie goes to the runner. And here in Georgia, I know when there's a three-way tie, you have a playoff between the three teams, and I really like that. I wish you had that experience, but that's all right. But yeah, I enjoy it. It's really great here. It brings a great atmosphere, and I just don't ever want football to end. So the longer it can go on, I'm happy.
The longer it goes on, Melissa is happy, and you got to be happy for that. So we got a lot of football next week in town. Now here's a quagmire. We only have so many stadiums, so you're going to love this. Benedictine will play home at T.A. Wright Stadium. Jenkins will play home, from what I understand right now, at Memorial Stadium. Memorial Day School, the Road Warriors, who never play home games, they're going to play at Garden City. Savannah Christian will be over at Pooler Stadium. And Calvary will be home at Calvary's Specialty Sports Stadium. So we got five second-round playoff games here in St. Andrews is going to be on the road, Richmond Hill is going to be on the road, and Effingham County will be on the road. So I mean, this is especially, you got five second round playoff games right here on a Friday night.
Well, this is where I go back to, I wish every school had their own stadium, because I think that's important. I think that brings that home atmosphere and that intimidation factor as well. And so I do like the newly renovated Memorial Stadium. Pooler Stadium's really nice too, but there's something to be said for a team rolling up to your stadium. I think of South Effingham and the Mustangs, and it's something special when you have your own stadium.
So, last thing to get out of here, we got Georgia playing home tonight against Auburn. You can hear it right here. The pregame starts at 4:00. We got Georgia Tech taking on Georgia Tech. Who's Georgia Tech playing again? Help me out here. The U.
Okay. Sorry, I drew a blank as well.
We got Georgia Southern playing Troy for first place. We got Savannah State. Just so many college games. Well, quickly, your interpretation of, we already got the SEC championship game already set up up in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium with Georgia and Alabama. That's crazy. We said that 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I guess sometimes it just shakes out that way, Carl. But you don't want to have a letdown with Georgia. Obviously, they've got something to play for. They can write their own ticket to make sure they're in the playoff system, but they cannot have a letdown today with Auburn.
So, well, we got to get out of here because we're going to have Mark Granger on next, because then he has to do his presentation at 10:00. But Markel, always a lot of fun. I'm glad you're getting a little warmer.
Always a pleasure. You get the blood's going, buddy. The blood's going. I'm all right.
Well, I mean, last week you had your camouflage Patriots sweatshirt. When did you have that on today?
Well, under here, I got my Boston College shirt on. I got to
represent. I know.
It was a little colder, so I put on our.
You see, I'm torn. You guys can't be torn because that's your alma mater. But when you have one kid playing at one school that's from Savannah, Mylon Richards at Clemson, and then we got Colton Lichtenberg from Country Day playing for you guys, I'm torn between both games. I mean, I want to see them both do good.
Well, Well, Boston College, just so you know, we're going to lean.
Well, you want to see him do well.
We're going to lean.
Do
toward,
good.
We're going to lean.
I want to see him do
Boston
good.
College, Carl.
I know. The English teacher's coming out here now. Okay. Yes, we want to see him do well. And I'll be honest with you, I know you guys are going to be a little shocked about this, but after Notre Dame, there's only one other Catholic school, and that's Boston College. So deep down inside, I might be rooting for Boston College, but, you know, I got to root for Clemson, too, and then Georgia and everybody else. All right. I'm babbling. We got to go to our second, our last segment. We usually turn two, but we're going to turn out the door here with Mark Granger and the presentation that's going over, going on here at Granger Honda and Granger Nissan in Chatham Park. We stopped by because we got the Bloomingdale Rec car giveaway. They raised money to help improve Bloomingdale Recreation Center, so it's pretty special.
Yeah, it is really special. I can't wait to see this car being presented. I think I'm looking at it right now, and that's a beaut.
Big red,
it's a beaut.
Big red, bro. And you know what's even better? I know you're jealous because it was free.
Yes.
Well, he had to buy a raffle ticket.
Hey, hey, you know, the raffle ticket for a new car. Okay.
All right. Makos, you took us in. Take us out.
All right. Next up, Granger Honda VP Mark Granger with the Coach and Makos. And you are listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio.
Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. We're here live on remote at Granger Honda / Granger Nissan on Chatham Parkway. Remember, Granger Honda is the people's choice, and Granger Nissan is the home of the full lifetime warranty.
I love it.
I want to say full-time, but we're not doing full-time. It's lifetime.
Lifetime's even better than full-time.
And we got the man himself here. He's been part of this, and we'll have to get his brother on when he gets here. But once again, it's like putting on a helmet, you know, stretch the plastic out, put it on you. And we got the man himself, Vice President of Granger Nissan, Granger Honda, Mark Granger.
Hello, Carl. Good morning.
Let me help you. Let me hi, buddy. Yeah,
hello, Carl. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing
good.
It's cold
out here this morning.
It's not cold.
I know you. You can tell you're from up north with those short pants on. Of course, we got these BC duo over here. They know how to dress in the South.
Yeah, Boston College. Okay, you know, I'll be honest with you. I walked out of the house. I didn't realize it was a little chilly, so I would have jeans. I would have my jeans on too. So,
Carl, I'll be honest, it caught me off guard this morning. I had to go back inside and change.
I didn't have time to go back inside and change, so I had to get over here to set
you had
up.
To be here a little early.
Yeah, I had to get here to set up and everything else. But
we're glad to have you here.
What a great event! The Bloomingdale Rec car giveaway. You have a winner?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Raymond Dickey from Bloomingdale was the winner of the...
Oh, keep it at home. Keep it in the house.
Absolutely. This this was a great great venture, a great thing for the city of Bloomingdale, giving away a car, a brand-new car. Here, Granger Honda and Granger Nissan, we teamed up with the city of Bloomingdale to do this, and it's to raise money for a great cause to build a gymnasium. Recreational center and gymnasium in the city of Bloomingdale. It was a very, very big success, had a lot of turnout, and we're happy to give that car away today.
And, you know, we were here at the Ottawa Farms Rodeo Picnic, which was 30 degrees warmer here, sir, and now we're a little chilly. And
Doesn't seem like that was that long ago either.
No, but just a great event that you get involved in. And you believe, you and your brother Bill.
Absolutely.
Agree that community comes first.
It
and
is.
This is something special for the community that you guys would do something like this.
This was Bill's idea to do this. He's actually from Bloomingdale. He lives in Bloomingdale and very involved in the community there. Of course, we're involved in the community all over Savannah, Effingham, Richmond Hill, all over, as much as we can be. We believe in giving back to the community. The community of Savannah and the surrounding areas have been wonderful to us. Our family has
been
in business.
Don't forget, you're over in Beaufort, too, now.
Absolutely, we are. We're in Beaufort now as well. That's right. Granger Nissan of Beaufort. That store's doing well.
I follow you, buddy. I follow you. I can't run as fast as you, but I follow you.
You probably can't run as fast as me now because I have a hard time getting out of a chair anymore.
Yeah, people don't realize that the knees are starting to go on both of us.
After three knee surgeries, you're right.
But, yeah, Bill, I mean, you guys do a great job with the community, and this is what you believe in. And something special also, you're right across the street from your alma mater, and you keep on telling me
absolutely.
We're standing in center field right now.
So
what's the next community event coming up for the Granger brothers?
Oh, gosh, what do we have coming up next? Between now and the end of the year, we have several things going on.
I know, I threw you a curveball,
You did. I wasn't expecting that. Paula, what have we got going on between now and the end of the year? Oh, that's a big thing. Toys for Tots. We are, we've had a couple of fun things going on the last couple of weeks with the Toys for Tots program. We've got boxes all over the showroom. Our employees are getting very involved. We put together a program where they could wear blue jeans or their favorite team jersey on Fridays. And if as long as they brought a gift, an unwrapped gift,
nice,
in the package, we've had a great turnout. We've done this in the past but not had a lot of success with it. This year it looks like it's going to be extremely successful.
I mean, just a
another
great
good cause.
And, you know, I know I got about a minute here quickly.
Sure.
You're a radio star now. Coastal Adventure.
I don't know about all
Mark
that.
Mark Granger and the Outdoorsman. I mean, you had your camouflage on. What kind of animal were you holding?
That was a deer. That was a white-tailed deer. I was very fortunate to harvest a 15-point, 161-inch white-tailed buck this past week out in Kansas. You got to understand, that was my fourth year hunting in Kansas and my 21st hunt on that buck. We had him on camera.
Wow.
And on my next to last hunt of this trip, I was able to harvest that buck. I'm extremely happy.
Well, once again, great job by Granger Honda, Granger Nissan right here on Chatham Parkway. You guys do a great job. If Bill gets here, we'll squeeze him in somewhere.
He'll be here shortly because he definitely wants to be here, and he's going to be doing the giveaway itself. That was his brainchild, his idea to do that for the city of Bloomingdale, and just real extremely happy that that he was able to get involved and do that.
All right, so you had your choice of a Honda
or an Altima. Honda
Accord
or a Nissan Altima was the winner, got to choose.
And he chose?
And I think his wife chose. She wasn't there. But my understanding, I was out of town that week when it happened, but my understanding is that she called in and said, we take the Honda.
Well, so, sweet car from a bunch of guys that love the community. Once up, keep the great work. And I'd like to tell you something. You know, you should start getting into the radio business because you sound pretty good on Saturday mornings.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a lot of fun.
Isn't it a lot of fun?
It is a lot of fun.
Put away your VP title and just be a radio on-air radio personality.
We're doing the Granger Garage, Granger Hand-Pick Garage.
There we go. There's another one.
It's a great opportunity for us to showcase a lot of our inventory. We're enjoying it.
So, once again, we got the Granger Garage, we got the Granger giveaways, we got Toys for Tots, Mark Granger, Bill Granger, they're all over the place.
Thank you, Carl. You do a great job for ESPN and for the city of Savannah.
Well, I can say it's nice having you as a friend.
Thank you. So, my pleasure.
Mark Granger, Granger Honda, Granger Nissan, the vice president. We're waiting for the president to get here. Hopefully, they'll roll out the horns and trumps, and we'll know to get him on.
Absolutely. Thank you,
all right,
Carl.
We got to get out of here. We got about 20 seconds. Hour number two from this live remote right here at Granger Honda, Granger Nissan on Chatham Parkway. We're at the Bloomingdale car giveaway, Bloomingdale Recreation Gym car giveaway, and Bill Dickey from Bloomingdale won it. So we'll be right back.
Raymond Dickey.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to game number two of the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. You can listen to us now on ESPNCoastal.com. You can get us on your ESPN mobile app. You name it, we're there. Of course, on the radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3. And now in the Hilton Head Island at 92.3.
The HII.
And today's show is presented by Granger Honda, the people's choice, and Granger Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. I got that all in there, buddy.
You're doing a great job. And yeah. I was able to understand you.
I'm glad. Well, you should. You're from Jersey.
I know.
You know, she's from Jersey. I'm from New York. You got two Yankees talking Southern sports here.
And then we got the kid from New England.
Yeah, I know. You pulled him out of the closet somewhere.
I don't know. But all I know is that it's not even that cold out, but I'm freezing.
This is
embarrassing.
I walked out of the house. I loaded the truck while you guys were chasing dogs. I thought it was nice out. I put on my shorts. And, of course, I ran back in the house to see if I had clean jeans. I didn't. So, yeah, it's my fault. So I'm here in shorts freezing. But once again, we're at a live remote at Granger Honda, Granger Nissan, right here on Chatham Parkway. We are at the Bloomingdale Wreck Car Giveaway. Who was won by?
Raymond Dickey.
Of Bloomingdale, Georgia. How ironic.
That's awesome. I think that's great.
Bill Granger.
And we've got a lot of these, the kids from Bloomingdale Rec soccer team, the Bears.
Come on, you don't know Bloomingdale's called the Bears?
Bloomingdale Bears.
Just like we got the Pula Packers, we got the Bloomingdale Bears, we got Tulare Tigers, we got the Island Sharks. I know, you've been out of sports for a while, I know.
Yeah, but there's
know.
Something missing there. So Bloomingdale Bears, Tulare Tigers,
Pula Packers,
Island
Sharks.
Icelandic Sharks or something.
We got the Garden City Eagles. You want me to keep
Garden,
on going on?
Garden City Golden Eagles.
I love mascots. So
see,
I can...
Garden City used to be GGBB. Get it? Okay. Anyway, yeah, so we got all these kids out here. It's a good time, you know, giving a car away. That's pretty impressive.
And you got to give a lot of the credit as Mark Granger, the vice president, gives credit to the president. I hope your vice president gives credit to the president.
Yes.
This was Bill Granger's idea, who is a Bloomingdale resident, and Bill Granger is the president of Granger Honda and Granger Nissan. So,
and what I like about it is what the money for the raffle went to.
What did it go to?
Well, it went to these little kids that we're looking at right here in the Bloomingdale Rec. They're building a new facility, and it's just going to be awesome. And, you know, for me, I always believe that sports is the key to confidence, the key to, you know, when you grow up, next. Just getting involved in sports is such a huge, huge benefit to these little kids, and having a place to go and do their sports is important.
Okay, and we're talking about sports. Well, let's get to it. We're talking about local news, local scores. Then we'll have our second segment. He just showed up from right across the street, our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Nate Moon, junior running back. Then we're going to have his coach on right after that, because first-year head coach, and he is a first-year head coach. Wins the region title over at Savannah Christian, like you said, following a legend.
Donald Chumley.
So, and then, of course, William Bell did a good job as an intern. Sorry, did a job well, or is job well done? What are we saying here?
He did a good job.
So I didn't mess it up?
No.
Okay, good.
Job well done.
Job well done. Okay. So, yeah, she's the English teacher now. She gave up the microphone on TV to become an English teacher, but I persuaded that to get her on the radio. So anyway, let's go. We are your station for Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Braves, the Braves, UGA Sports, you name it, we're here. So let's start off with, why not the Falcons? Go
yes,
right ahead.
Yes, Matty Ice, Boston College alum.
All right, tell them what they did.
Yes, so Matt Ryan made fantasy leaguers very, very happy. They beat the Washington Redskins last week 38-14. He had 350 yards, four scores.
Not 350 like when we started the show, right?
Oh, yeah, 350, you know, and Julio Jones.
But I'm from the 912. Where are you from?
I'm from the 732.
Okay.
Julio Jones found the end zone for the first time this year after eight games, so that's
And it was like
impressive.
A celebration party on the sideline.
It was the biggest thing ever. I think he kept the ball, and, I mean, it was like hitting your first home run, which, you know, for Julio Jones, we just know that he's been targeted so by defenses. So it was nice to see him get in the end zone for
and
his
I
first touchdown.
And I got to give these two guys some credit, okay? We know Devontae Freeman is their number one running back. Well,
correct.
He's been out, so Tevin Coleman and Ito Smith. You got to love that name.
Yeah.
Ito Smith combined for 148 yards rushing. What's even more impressive, the Falcons defense finally rose up to the occasion, and they held Adrian Peterson to 17 yards on nine carries after he blew away the Giants the week before with 149 yards. So pretty impressive. And tomorrow they're where?
Tomorrow they are at Cleveland.
At 1 o'clock.
They're visiting the Browns. So hopefully they can make it two in a row.
And Atlanta Hawks, they snapped a four-game losing streak last week, but now they're on a three-game losing streak. They lost to Detroit last night, and now they head out to the L.A. area.
Yeah, I mean, L.A., I don't even want to talk about what's going on in L.A. right
now.
Yeah,
the Flyers.
They're going to take on the Lakers. 9:30 is first tip.
And I know we send our condolences. We send our prayers and thoughts and prayers out to, what's the name of the?
Thousand Oaks.
I know Thousand Oaks because of the Dallas Cowboys, but it was a country club. A lot of three colleges are close by, and they were there at country night and some loose cannon. So our condolences, our prayers are with those families. Unbelievable. So, but anyway, let's go to the golf course, and we'll start with the pro golf.
Savannah Christian golfer, Brian Harman.
UGA golfer.
Yes, he's in Mexico playing at the Mayacoba Golf Classic. After two rounds, he's tied for 20th at 8 under, only six strokes off the lead.
I know you're an English teacher because you just let that flow. Mayacoba? Yeah.
Mayacoba.
Okay.
I don't know. I always tell my students, if you're not sure how to pronounce it, just say what you think it is and just keep it moving, because you don't want to get caught up in the minutiae.
And the Senior Tour, the Champions Tour, is wrapping up at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. Phoenix, Arizona. Our boy Gene Sowers from Savannah, Georgia. He's tied for 25th at 1-under. He's 13 strokes off the lead, but hopefully they'll make something up. Let's talk about the two local colleges here in Savannah, Georgia.
All right, we got a big game today at T.A. Wright Stadium for the Savannah State Tigers. They're looking to get back on the winning track after they lost last week to Delaware State on the road 25-6. And, of course, hoops, there it is.
There it is.
Basketball started on the hardwood.
Horace Broadnick's getting a lot of recognition with the flying or the running Tigers.
Yes.
They've taken over 73 pointers each game. They lost to Texas A&M. They lost to Georgia last night. But you know what? People are talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing with the big dogs right now, so that's going to help them get prepped for when they get back in league play. So they're going to take on Middle Georgia College tomorrow, 4 p.m. And the women, they open up with a big win over Wesleyan, 155-26.
And it was not, that's not a typo.
That's not a typo.
They'll play home Monday versus Carver.
Carver
College, 7 p.m. Okay, let's go to SCAD. NAIA poll, the men's and women's bowling team are ranked. The men are ranked second. The ladies are ranked sixth. That's right. It's not a misprint. It's the bowling teams.
I can't bowl. I like it, but I'm not good at it. So this is impressive for me. And bowling is a sport. You got to be in shape to do it.
This is the next thing that makes her excited. Wait to hear about this kid's grade point average. I'll tell you later on. But anyway, to be eligible for this award, a student athlete must have a grade point average of 3.5 or higher. The NAIA released its all-academic soccer team, and the SCAD Bees had 11 players on a team.
How many are on a soccer team?
11.
I mean, geez Louise, that's like their whole starting lineup with the GPA of 3.5 or higher.
All right, I'm going to try and do this. The seniors were Megan Grable, Brianna Hunter, Thorhana Omarsdottir?
Omarsdottir.
Like Omar's daughter, okay.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's Iceland.
Tamara Castilla, Elisa Doger, Michaela Habor, Annie Sullivan, those were the juniors. The sophomores, I'll leave you do it.
Michaela Dean, Natalia McElrath, Savannah Rains, and Riley Shelton.
There we go. Okay, today they're at, the cycling team is at King University in Tennessee. So the cycling team, yes, right, bowling, cycling, soccer, you know, let's go from there. Okay, on our college schedule today.
Yes, big day on the gridiron, Carl. North Carolina A&T is at T.A. Wright Stadium, taking on the Tigers, 1 p.m. Troy is at Georgia Southern for what? What's this game all about?
It's all for first place in the Eastern Division of
the
Sun Belt.
Yes, 1 p.m. kickoff. And the U with our local boy, DJ Dallas, is taking on Georgia Tech with our other two local boys.
Stewart and Mr. Quinney.
That's right. Okay. And also Auburn. I say also Auburn and Georgia. Huge SEC game this evening at 7 p.m., but we were talking about it earlier.
You ain't watching UGA.
Oh,
you're
no,
watching Clemson, Boston College. College game day up there in Chestnut Hill.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute since game day's been there. That was the Matty Ryan days.
Not Bunker Hill, Chestnut Hill.
Chestnut Hill, yes.
Okay, and we got Clemson with from Calvary Day School, Mylon Richards, and then from Savannah Country Day, Colton Lichtenberg, the kicker.
The kicker, that's right. It's going to be a good game, 7 p.m., college game day's there. Markell and I are going to be watching it.
All right, playoffs last night. We had a lot of teams successful. Go right ahead. You got the Coastal Empire.
So 6A.
There you go.
Yeah, Richmond Hill, big winners over Greenbrier, 19-14. Effingham takes care of Lakeside Evans, 16-10. Glen Academy, 42. Evans, 7. Bridewell Institute all over Georgetown, 28-21. Four teams from our area, four victories. Class 5A, New Hempstead, the Phoenix, 21 over Stars Mill.
First playoff win in school history.
Awesome. Wayne County, 17. Jonesboro, 9. Ware, 35. Riverdale, 7. Statesboro Falls to Griffin, 19-12. Three of our four teams going.
Right.
Yes. Class 3A, Benedictine.
So 4, 3, and now 2.
Yes. Benedictine, the other BC. Benedictine shuts out Tatnall, 45-0 to keep it going. Liberty County over Southeast Bull at 38-14. The Warriors are, what do they call them, like the cardiac kids, right?
Yep.
29-22 over Appling County. And Pierce County ends Windsor Forest season 49-21.
Private at 12 o'clock yesterday afternoon on a Friday, which is pretty sad, but go ahead.
Yes, so Savannah Country Day falls to Mount Vernon 41-28. St. Andrews shuts out Piedmont Academy 28-0.
Three in a row for the Lions. They hadn't won a game up till 3 weeks ago, and now they're in the state semifinals.
That's what's up.
State quarterfinals. And, of course, PD Academy lost to Bethesda 45-28. Our local schools who will play next week after they had a bye, Memorial Day School, Savannah Christian, and Calvary. Okay, over there across the bridge, 4A in the South Carolina South Carolina High School League playoffs.
SCISA.
No, that's SCISA.
Oh, this is
SC HSL. Okay. Anyway, to 4A, Brooklyn K beats Buford 31-30. Wilson 28, Bluffton 3. North Augusta 49, Hilton and nothing. In 3A, Dillon beats Ridgeland Hardeeville 55-0. Anor beats Battery Creek 55-26. And May River still continuing
their
undefeated season. Their first playoff win ever. They beat Lake City 41-12. In 2A, Whale Branch beats Osage Collegiate in Skeezit. Going to the state championship, John Paul II beats Robert E. Lee 49-6. And then in the semifinals, Thomas Haywood going to the championship because they beat Caroline Academy 52-30. PD Academy knocks off our Savannah School playing in the South Carolina Independent League, Bethesda 45-28. And Buford Academy wins 40-30. We'll talk about these upcoming community events at the end of the show. We're going to come right back with the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young man had an unbelievable game 2 weeks ago in the I got to get my notes here. I know he had like two touchdowns and he was off the charts.
Well, there's a reason why he's selected as our athlete of the week, and he's Nate Moon from right across the street, Savannah
okay.
Christian. He's standing here with us, ready to get on the show.
Last week against Emanuel County in the region championship, which was a Raider win, 29-14, game of the region title. He rushed for 75 yards, pair of touchdowns, scored three passes for 128 yards. This is what really impressed me the most.
Tell me.
21 tackles.
What? Wait.
He's Iron Man football.
So he's going both sides of the ball.
That's right.
Heck yes.
And I know this makes you favorite, and I'm going to get you excited about it. His grade point average? 4.1.
Stop it.
So we're going to talk to this young man
yeah.
next. Our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for this week is Nate Moon from Savannah Christian right across the street. You're listening to
The Coach and Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hill. And we'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And the Coach and Makos on live remote at Granger Honda, Granger Nissan on Chatham Parkway, right across from Savannah Christian Preparatory School. That's right, and that's where our next guest is coming from. This is always a fun part of our show, is where we bring on the kids that have done something special. You can nominate them. Just go to the Coach and Makos Facebook page, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Go to ESPN Makos. I mean, you can find us everywhere. And nominate some young athlete or some athlete, whether it's college, high school, middle school, rec league, that's done something special. We want to talk to him. We want to bring him on. Well, this next young guy is the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Last Saturday, because Pula Stadium was not open on Friday, so they had to play Saturday, Savannah Christian took on Emanuel County. They beat Emanuel County for the region title, 29-14. Just had a nice day for this young man. 75 yards rushing, a pair of touchdowns, caught three passes for 128 yards and a score, so that's three touchdowns. And this is what blows my mind. 21 tackles and 14 were solo, and three of them were for losses. That means he had no help on two-thirds of his tackles, which is something special from the defensive back position he plays. Savannah Christian coach Baker Warwood said, Moon, he's only 5'9", 170 pounds, but his lack of size doesn't slow him down because he has the heart of a player that's 6'3", 250. So, but I know Melissa loves this. Also in the classroom, he maintains a 4.1 GPA. So something special. Joining us now on the Coach and Makos, this is our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for today, which is November 10th, Nate Moon. Nate, thanks for coming in. I mean, I don't know how far you had to come from or where you had to come from, but just something special to get a night when you guys won that region championship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it was.
So, I mean, so tell us about it. Did you guys expect to win the region championship?
Oh, yes, sir. We expected to win the region championship since summer. That was one of the goals we wrote down. And we had the opportunity to play in the game, and we took advantage of the game.
So, big night, 21 tackles, 14 unassisted. I mean, I know you're probably impressed with the three touchdowns on offense, but coming from a defensive back position, that's pretty special.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you guys had to handle the run when it got past the first level, and you were there ready for it.
Well, this year I'm playing more like a linebacker position.
So it's like a strong safety then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but, outside linebacker?
Yes, sir.
All right, so just a great job. Now, football, when did this all begin for Nate Moon?
I started playing when I was 7 years old for the Pula Packers.
Pula Packers, there you go.
Just took off since then.
So what do you like most about football? I mean, because you had an unbelievable night on the offensive side. You had an unbelievable night on the defensive side. What do you like most about the game?
Well, I like playing defense. I like the physicality of football. I just like how you don't get in trouble for hitting someone.
You'd rather be hit people than be hit, right?
Yes, exactly.
I got to talk to you, Nate, about the academic side of it. We're talking off air about the colleges that are recruiting you. And, you know, you said something that really kind of just stuck with me, that it doesn't matter where you go to school, you're getting a free education. And there are Ivy League schools looking at you. Talk about how was the importance of academics instilled in you? Was it from family? Was it from teachers? Who showed you and let you know early on that it was all about the education?
When I was young, I had a speaker come talk, and he was basically telling us how he was really good at football, but football only takes you so far. People in the NFL, no one plays after 33, 35, and you need your brain. They can't take education away from you. That's why I value education, and my family values education. My both parents went to college, and they told me that pretty much there's no option whether you're going to college. You're going to college. And how well you do, that's up to you. And I've been blessed to put in a position where I do have that ability. I thank God for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you do that? How do you balance the academics with the athletics and with life in general? I mean, it's 4.1 GPA is not something that you just wake up and are able to do. So how do you balance all of that?
Very little social life. Not much going out, just staying home, doing homework, make sure your priorities are straight. And it's something that helps you prepare for life after school in general. Make sure your priorities are straight.
I mean, like you said, that means no special life, and I'm going to go back to the athletics side of the ball. Okay, so academics, you're off the chart. Football field, you're off the chart. What did you do this past summer to make yourself a little bigger, faster, stronger to get ready for this season?
Just stay in the weight room. And a lot of my game is based on just being in the right place, so watching a lot of film. I found the importance of film this year because watching it puts you in a place where your opponents – you're in the right place a lot of times, and you have to make the tackle. Honestly, you're just in the hole right there. And that just comes with watching film, studying.
Knowing where the ball's going, the tendencies, and what gap they're going to hit, and all that other stuff.
Yes,
so, that, I mean, it's definitely special at a young age that you can pick up watching film is important, because most, being an old head football coach, most kids don't want to come watch film because the coach is always picking out what they didn't do right.
Yes, sir.
And but that's part of the game, because you got to learn from your mistakes. And, of course, I know I gave kids accolades with awards for doing positive stuff, but you don't learn about the game until you make a mistake and you know next time what's going to happen, okay? So team goal this year, I mean, new coach, Baker Woodward. What was the team goal with him coming in?
To play as a team, to give everything not to him, not to the team, but to God. And as far as, like, championships or goals, it was region and then state.
All right, I'm going to go back to the academics and the social life as well. You were in the gym. Do you have people that you work out with? Do you have people that motivate you? Who's helped you get to this point where you are in your life at this point?
A lot of times I do it for my other brothers on the team. So if I'm thinking I might take a rep off, I think, what happens if I don't go full speed in a play and how that affects my other brothers? Because honestly, football is a selfless game. You can't play selfish. And I think remembering that helps me keep going and motivating.
And you talk about the fact that you go to Savannah Christian. Obviously, your parents value education. What have they meant to you in this journey of yours?
Parents are everything. I'm grateful to have two parents, and I'm grateful that both of them are who they are. I love both of my parents, my mom and my dad.
And do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have a little sister.
What kind of role model are you for her that, you know, you can, I guess, be that person that she looks up to? Or maybe you guys fight, I don't know.
we butt heads a little bit because we're close in age. But I tell her I love her, and I want to be a big brother for her that, like, tells her, almost does stuff bad or make mistakes, and I tell her what she has to improve on in life.
All right, you're listening to the Coach of Makos right here at a live remote at Granger Honda, Granger Nissan on the Chatham Parkway campus of Granger Automotive, I guess you want to call it. We're talking to our Athlete of the Week, our Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week, Nate Moon, for his outstanding efforts against Emanuel County last week. All right, you know, you talk about your parents. You've gone now through two coaches, and you got a brand-new coach. What does Coach Woodward bring to this program now?
Youth and energy. He changed the culture. Before, we used to be lethargic at practice, kind of going through the motions, and now everything is kind of with a purpose. And he's brought a first-class football program to Savannah Christian.
Nice, nice. Now, and another question for you is, do you have a chance to take part in any other sports over across the street?
Oh, yes, sir. I play soccer.
Play soccer. So you get in between football, you go to soccer, which is neat. Which one you like the most?
Football.
I mean, that was a no-brainer. So, all right, I mean, you've talked about your parents. You're going to college. Any idea yet what you want to do after college is over or after playing football is over?
I want to be an engineer.
An engineer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Georgia Tech, any plans? I know someone's going to get mad at me because Boston College, but...
Yeah, I'd definitely be sure to go to Georgia Tech.
So whatever, what happens to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about next week. You guys had a week off. You got Hebron Christian coming in the Pula Stadium. Yes, what's the outlook on that game?
I feel as if we beat them Monday through Thursday, then the results will show on Friday night.
Well, Nate, hopefully I'll be there to watch it. And, you know, I had a young man that went to Savannah Christian also that played for Donald Chumley. And Savannah Christian means a lot to him, and you're doing a great job over there. And Nate's only a junior. So we still got another year here about Nate Moon, but that's why you're this week's Athlete of the Week, November 10th, 2018. Nate Moon from Savannah Christian. Appreciate you coming on. Stay here. Let me finish. We got to thank Dr. Bart Wetherington for this award. Remember, your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. And you want to do what, Melissa?
I want to throw things against the wall.
If she can pick them up. Well, if you go to Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, and in Pula, Georgia. Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Tuesdays and Thursdays in your neck of the woods. Pula, Georgia at Suite 603. Sorry, got to give them the street first. 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we'll talk to the man himself. Head coach from Savannah Christian, Baker Woodward. You're listening to Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hillhead, and we'll be right back after this.
More of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
That's right, Coach and Makos are cold as ice. Of course, we are freezing here at Granger Honda, Granger Nissan at the Bloomingdale Recreation Car Giveaway. And the winner was
Raymond
Dickey from Bloomingdale. What happened was Mark Granger, Bill Granger, Bill Granger came with the idea, let's give back to the community. He lives out in Bloomingdale. They needed a new rec center. Well, let's give a free car giveaway. And I know it's free, which you love to hear.
I do like free, especially when it comes to cars, because cars can be very expensive.
You had to buy a raffle ticket, and so it just so happens that we were here about a month and a half ago at the Ottawa Farms Rodeo Picnic, and this was a big thing. They had the Bloomingdale rec people out here, but just a great to give back to, you know, it's better to give than to get. And
I agree.
The Granger brothers are doing a great job right now with the community.
And that's one of my favorite things to do for the holidays is I'm not necessarily a big give me a gift type of person, but I like to give gifts. I like to go shopping online because I'm not a big
shopper
mall person, which is weird because
The malls are a dying breed, so we're not gonna have malls very soon. So
right,
but just a great event, and we're here on a live remote right here on Chatham Parkway across from Savannah Christian, and that leads us into our next segue. We already had star football player, only junior Nate Moon, this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic at the week for last week's game against ECI in the region championship. And this young man I've watched grow because I came to Savannah, Georgia in 1995, and he was a quarterback at a school called Calvary Day School, his arch rival. He went over and has done a great job, did a great job at Benedictine with Danny Britt and the Benedictine football program, offense coordinator, and now he's got his own program. And this is his first head coaching job, and he's joining us now on the Savannah Smiles mobile hotline. The ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline. Head coach for the Raiders now, Baker Woodward. Baker, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on. Baker, can you hear me? All right, well, hopefully Cody will get his back for him. I mean, we'll talk about it. First-year head coach, 9-1, won the region title last week. They play home next week in the second round against Hebron Christian. Hebron comes in with a 6-5 record. So let's try it again. Coach Baker, are you there?
Yes, sir. Coach, how you doing?
Awesome.
While I'm sitting here across from Savannah Christian, a little chilly.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, temperature dropped today. My son and I were actually in a tree stand, and it got mighty cold there in here in Reidsville.
Oh, wow.
I know. Okay. I said, you having a lot of fun out there with your son?
Yeah, absolutely. And yesterday we actually practiced before school, and my son's been begging me to take him hunting. And so we went this morning, and now we're hurrying back to get the film from Hebron. I'm going to be working on that for probably the next 48 hours. So
we talked way back when you were playing Calvary Day School, you know, and, you know, being a Calvary Day product and being on the other sideline, and you said it's all about Savannah Christian right now. In your wildest dreams, did you think you were going to win a region title this year?
Coach, I really apologize. I cannot hear you at all. I can't hear that question. For some reason, you're going in and out.
Coach, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's try with Melissa Makos asking you questions. And I want to ask you about your coaching this year, because all of the student athletes that we've interviewed thus far have said the same thing, how much they love playing for you and the energy that you bring. What does that mean to you to know the type of impact you're having on your players?
Oh, that means the world to me. I mean, you know, the biggest thing I'm trying to do with my job now is just every moment that I have to try to influence these kids, I'm trying to prepare a lot for that, because, you know, I don't want to waste any time with these guys. And, you know, one of the things that really spoke to me was a quote by Billy Graham saying that coaches can influence more people in 1 year that people do in their whole entire lifetime. So to me, that's a real exciting thing, but it's also a scary thing, because I want to make sure that I'm influencing these young men in a positive manner. That's great. I love that the kids are really buying in, and that they're feeding off the energy that we're bringing as coaching staff. And I'm excited that they love playing for us. I mean, it just makes me excited. And this is my dream job where I'm at right now, and it's just a lot of fun. And I love getting up and going to work.
So I want to ask you a question. I can't even imagine coaching or even playing for my rival. What has that been like for you, that you went to Calvary Day School, but here you are coaching at Savannah Christian? You said it's your dream job. I just couldn't even imagine the emotions that you might have seeing Calvary play. Or how do you handle that?
Well, you know, first off, I think it was just super exciting to get back in this region. It's a region that I played in as a player, and just to see the rivalry games. And when I was at BC, we had kind of a rival with Vidalia, but it wasn't really – I thought it wasn't really a true rivalry game like Calvary Savannah Christian game. I mean, that's a rivalry game. And of course, the Savannah Christian Country Day game. So I'm just excited, really, to be back in this region where we have rivalry games like this, where we have tradition like this. But, yeah, it was of course, it was a little weird being on the other sideline, coaching – against Calvary, but both these schools stand for something bigger than themselves. They stand for, you know, a faith-based school. They stand for Jesus first, faith first. And, you know, whether, you know, I'm at Savannah Christian or wherever I'm coaching at, I believe in what both schools are doing. They're bringing God's word to these students, and I feel like that's the most important thing. Yeah, it is a little weird thing, you know, when you go out there to Calvary and you see the rock they got on their field, and now it's a turf field. And in eighth grade, me and my buddies, we actually laid this sod for Calvary's field back when it was called MC Anderson. Of course, now it's called something else. But a little weird there. But no, I mean, I just love it over here at Savannah Christian, and at Calvary. Coach Stroud's doing a great job over there developing players. But just two great faith-based athletic programs that I'm just lucky to be a part of that rivalry.
Well, Coach, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've watched you as an athlete. I watched you grow as a coach. You're doing a heck of a job. I know we got to get out of here. We're up against the break. But once again, you asked me a question the other night. Am I a Savannah Christian Raider or am I a Calvary Cavalier? Coach, I'm a house divided because I love the Raider school. I love Calvary school, and it's watching you grow. I know what you're going through right now because you're torn, but, you know, you're at a job now where it means the most to you, and you're doing a heck of a job. And I wish I could tell you when you guys played Calvary who I picked. I took the fifth. I didn't pick anybody, but I'm rooting for you next Friday night. Go get them, Raiders.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and go Raiders.
Just a bad connection on my part or his phone, but I watched them play high school football. He win. They had a great team over there. Mikey Ward, Baker Woodward. I mean, it was just something special. And the kid laid the sod over Calvary, but now he's at his arch rival. But what he said, it's all about the kids.
Yeah, and I asked him that question, and it was a beautiful answer. We've had a bunch of Savannah Christian kids on here, athletes, and they all say the same thing about him. And it's just really, really impressive because I know how impressionable coaches can be on their student athletes. And I've had some really amazing coaches, and I've had some really awful coaches. And it's just, it's so important to have that coach-player bond. And it certainly seems like, Carl, he's got that going on.
All right, we're going to get a little interrupt here. We got to get the other brother in here because we only talked to one brother. Well, come on, jump in, Bill. You're on live, sir. Come on, put on a headset for me. Put on a headset. I got a question for you. Quick question. Bloomingdale, near and dear to your heart, this whole car giveaway, raising money for Bloomingdale Recreation. What made you come up with that idea that you wanted to give back to where you live?
You know, everybody needs a gym. Bloomingdale doesn't have one. Every community needs a gym. The kids, the senior citizens, the people in general, the people around Bloomingdale, it's going to have a ball in this gym.
Well, you know, your brother Mark, I know him very well, having to coach with his brother-in-law, of course, Greg Hunter, okay, but a great deal. Why do you let him do all the talking?
Well, he's good at it. And, you know, he's better looking.
Well, you know, no. Don't go that far now.
And I have to say, he has more time than I do. I work harder than he does.
So, you got to love brothers. No matter what they do, there's always a sibling rivalry.
We have to push him out front. So, you know, I've made him famous. What else can I say?
Yeah, you have. But anyway, so you want to talk about the winner and the board over there at Bloomingdale. So let's give some kudos out here.
Raymond Dickey, step up. Raymond is the winner of this new automobile, and I am so excited for him. And the night he won, and we were calling out his telephone number, and we backed into the telephone number, so they had to wait a few seconds or a minute or two to really understand who won. I kept looking at Raymond. He was not picking it up. I almost had to shout right at him, because I knew who had won, but nobody else did. But when he finally got it, he was speechless. I mean, it just knocked him down, and he was so excited, he was speechless for 15 minutes. But Raymond is a great guy. He's one of the guys in the community that's around.
Well, being from Bloomingdale, Bloomingdale resident, both of you, winning that car and helping with the rec program, what does it mean to you and to the community that the Granger brothers are doing this?
It's so awesome. We have so many children that deserve this, and that's the reason the community wants to work towards building this gym. But I do want to thank the Richard Turner Masonic Lodge who put the raffle on, and most of all, thank the Grangers for the donation of the vehicle. It's the most awesome thing that anyone's ever done for Bloomingdale that I know of. So nothing more can be said other than thank you, sir.
Welcome, and Bloomingdale is more than welcome. And the good part about the raffle for this automobile, some raffles, they have something coming back to the sponsor that gives the automobile.
Right.
This automobile was 100% at no cost to Bloomingdale. So all of this money, 100% of this money, goes to Bloomingdale. That's what I'm proud of.
And you got Gene Harley, the city council, Granger Automotive, doing this for you guys. What has it meant to the city of Bloomingdale?
Yeah, obviously we're very thankful for their support. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child, and I think this is a great proof of that. This is a community coming together for the betterment. So we're very grateful for the partnership with everybody.
Well, Bill, another great job by Granger Honda, Granger Nissan, or as I like to say, it's easier for me to say both of you, Granger Automotive, okay, because you guys are all over the place. But giving back to the community, it's better to give than get, and you guys are doing a great job. Keep up the great work, and I'd rather talk to you sometimes than Mark, but don't tell him that.
Thank you. And we're humbled by the fact that we were able to do this, and we look forward to participating in the community
Anytime you got something special, just let him know or let me know or let our people know, and we'll do it. But we're glad that ESPN Coastal could be a part of this.
Thanks.
And that's right. We're right here live at the Granger Honda Nissan Bloomingdale Rec car giveaway. Raymond Dickey is the winner. Once again, we got to thank Bill Granger and Mark Granger for letting us be out here this chilly Saturday morning. We'll be back at the end of the show. It's the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And that's Melissa Makos to all of us, not the Makos. She does have a first name, Melissa Makos, and it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. It's been a wild 2 hours, Melissa.
Yeah, it's been crazy. We've got a lot of people out here. I love the energy, the excitement for being on these live remotes. And we're here at Granger Nissan, Granger Honda. And it's been a good time. We've got both Granger brothers on air, and pretty impressive. I'm starstruck.
How about you? I know you've been running around smoozing everybody.
Well, that's what I do, Carl. You know, that is part of what I do. That's my job. That's my passion. But it's always fun. Again, live remotes. I don't even remember the last time I was in the studio. We were all together in the studio doing the show. But we love the live remotes. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement. So we're having fun.
All right, three out the door. Three steps to get out of here. 2 hours flies by. First step, Markel came up with this idea last week when we were watching the Michael Thomas pull his little flip phone underneath the football stanchion. He said, well, let's talk about football celebrations. Okay, who or what is your favorite touchdown dance?
Well, it wasn't really a dance, but my touchdown celebration was Terrell Owens with the Sharpie signing the football after he scored a touchdown. Was probably the best that I've seen.
I always liked Chad Ochocinco's. He always had a quite the display, but I have to go with T.O. and the popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
The T.O. and the popcorn. Get your popcorn ready. Yes.
Now, I'm going back to my youth, okay, my cousin Vinny, and I know you guys are going to really cringe on this one. I was 6 years old, and I remember vividly, Homer Jones of the New York Giants was the first player to spike a football in a football game, and I remember this day because we weren't allowed to leave the TV set because the Giants were on. So, Homer Jones with the spike. But if I'm really going to go to nowadays, Randy Moss, moon in the crowd.
Oh, that was so tasteless, but it was funny, yeah.
All right, step number two. Now we're talking about touchdown dances, touchdown celebrations. Let's go to Dancing with the Stars. What NFL football player is or was your favorite dancer on Dancing with the Stars?
I thought you were going to do athletes.
That's last.
Oh, all right, just kidding. Ochocinco.
You're just an Ochocinco woman.
Yeah, well, and I've been researching this a little bit because I really don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but Ochocinco, because he just has such charisma and such character. And I know some of the things he does is wrong, but, you know, I like him. Ochenta y cinco is really how you say 85.
I guess I'll have to go with Rashad Jennings. I don't watch the show very much, but I did watch a few episodes last year, and I thought he was very good. And I think they're a lot better now than they were when they first started Dancing with the Stars. I think that's just the way it is. But
the only one that stands out for me, because it's the only time I watched it, was Emmett Smith. So, but anyway, now if you could dance with one professional athlete, and they invited us to the Dancing with the Stars, who would it be? You got to make it quick.
Dorothy Hamill. Because I'd want to ask her about her haircut that my mom made me get when I was in third grade.
I think you're going to get me in trouble with this, Carl. I guess I would go with Danica Patrick, race car driver.
You're not going to go any further than that?
No, I'm not.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go one step further. Now I'm going back to the 68 Olympics. Peggy Fleming. Just something about Peggy Fleming watching that Olympics on Wide World of Sports. She was just so special, graceful, and believe it or not, you're from the North, figure skating's big time.
Yeah.
So you got to go to figure time. So hopefully we let our inner selves come out on that one. So, but
don't worry, I'll talk to Markel a little bit about this Danica Patrick thing.
Well, I think he's got the better one, so don't
worry.
She's
now on my list.
She's on your list. All right, we got about less than a minute to go here, but Melissa always flies by, and it's always a lot of fun. Great job at the live remote here at Grange Ohana Grayson Nissan for the Bloomingdale Rec Car Giveaway. Like you said, remotes are really fun.
Yeah, a lot of energy. I love it.
I just know next week I got to dress warmer.
Most definitely.
So, well, Cody, back in the booth. Cody Queen, our man. Great job. Always remember, next up, explosive recruiting, recruiting show, College Game Day, and, of course, Bulldog pregame show, 4 o'clock, kickoff at 7. Remember, every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio, you can listen to the Coach and Makos. So until So enjoy the rest of the weekend. Until next Saturday, may it be the best week ever, and it's your ending right here, Melissa.
Always hit it out of the park.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.